early in the Wyoming legislative session, we heard from some new lawmakers about what they were expecting. With the legislature ending its 40-day session, Wyoming Public Radio's Bob Beck caught up with some of the freshmen and found that they have a healthy respect for the process, but leave with some disappointments.
Few people had a bigger upset victory during the election season than Bo Bightman. The representative defeated the presumptive Speaker of the House, Rosie Berger. That inspired him to work to get some languishing issues resolved. Bightman notes that he and other newcomers helped the more veteran conservative lawmakers to finally get some gun and abortion issues through the legislature.
We had some momentum behind us, you know, from the people. We kind of had a mandate from the people, and I think that helped push a lot of these bills that hadn't seen the light of day in a long time kind of come around.
But he says there were disappointments. The biggest for him was the failure of the criminal justice reform measure.
Being non-judiciary, I thought that bill was good to go. It needs to happen. You know, we've got to get it done. I was a co-sponsor on the severance tax for coal reduction. I think coal's hurting right now. I don't see why they need to be paying 1.5% more than oil and gas.
Fellow Representative Jamie Flitner had high hopes for the House version of the education funding bill.
I was hoping for a lot more unity, and I was really hoping that we would have found some tangible solutions and also begun a clear conversation that would have allowed us to find a solution. And right now I feel like all the work that we did the first weeks of the legislature were really for naught.
But Senator Anthony Bouchard says getting his feet wet in a tough funding debate was actually a good thing. He says he and other freshmen will be more prepared in the future.
But it gives, and I hope it gives the new legislators that have come in, I hope they have an opportunity to reflect on it so when they come back for a budget session, because it's going to be the same animal all over again.
Bouchard was not an unfamiliar figure among legislators. He was the leader of a very aggressive gun lobby whose methods at times were questioned. Bouchard was not sure how he'd be accepted.
Understand, I was in a little bit different position because I was a lobbyist that pushed really hard on the outside, and I had a few fences to mend. And once we did, it was great.
Senator Lisa Anselmi Dalton says the days were long, and sometimes the nights were longer.
Some things will really affect me. I'll go home at night and start thinking that maybe I should have done something differently, or I'll start worrying about a vote and start researching it and actually driving my husband crazy by asking his opinion and trying to worry about it a little bit too much. But I think that's part of the process.
Senator Tara Nethercott says explaining a difficult vote was new.
Maybe explaining why to the constituency, why those decisions are made, finding the time to do that in a meaningful and thoughtful way, knowing that there's much more to the issue than just the headline, that there's a lot of depth and a lot of substance that goes into many of these decisions.
Nethercott is someone who likes to go to bed early, but she says that was very difficult. The Cheyenne Republican says she was impressed with how hard everyone has to work.
I had a sense for that before, but now I have really a true appreciation for what those long hours really look like, the significance of what it is that we're doing, how poor decisions are made when we get tired, and how we have to fix those on the fly.
While the positives and disappointments vary, the one thing lawmakers all agree on is the camaraderie. Representative Bo Bightman says he developed a great relationship with Democrats, who see the world much differently.
You know, we get along, we can debate issues civilly and you know, respectfully disagree with each other, and know it's not personal and it's politics. That's a breath of fresh air in today's politics.
In other words, this isn't Congress. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Bob Beck.